White, J.E. White, Emma. Ashfield, New South Wales, Australia. November 23, 1896. Dear children, I cannot write to you a lengthy letter. I have written largely to Drs. Maxon and have been writing to those in Melbourne and Africa and left you till the last. The other letters must be copied. I can send your letter without being copied. We came to Ashfield and hired a house. Brother and Sister Farnsworth and Elder Haskell, W.C. White, Marion Davis, and Maggie Hare crowded into this small house, and at times we had one or two or three more. We hired bedsteads and furniture and have been quite comfortable. Last Friday, May, White, her twin boys, and Mabel came to our temporary home. We were glad to see them. The babies are growing to be an armful. We hope they will keep well. They are fat and wholesome and pretty now. December 6th, they will be 8 months old. May feels quite sorry about Willie leaving her to go so long a distance. She is one of the affectionate kind, and I hope it will always be thus. I shall send you in this letter copies of letters written to Dr. Kellogg, because I have not time to copy one. These letters I ask you to copy and send to him, and you can take copies for yourself. Send me a copy, for I wish to preserve all I write except such letters as I write to you now. Everything in our home seems to be getting along. The farming is doing well. My flower garden is well stocked, and yet I am gathering all kinds of roots, especially roses and lilies and carnations, pinks. We have not been able to get away from this place. Willie is president of the conference in New South Wales, and he is trying in every way to have a new impulse enter into the conference. We want the health home should be established here. We have made advance in this meeting of the conference. Willie will attend the general conference unless something in the providence of God detains him. We feel deeply his need here, and part with him reluctantly. We will not murmur or complain. The Lord knoweth what is best. I am so tired today. Brain tired. I cannot write much. But the copy of letters sent you will perhaps make up for the lack of my writing personally to you. I am always glad to receive your letters. I do not want to miss one mail because we cannot communicate and send letters every day. I would write to Emma in Colorado if I thought she was there, but you can send her any letters from me you choose. It is now quite warm, but not all wilting or oppressive. We have had rains for about 1 week. It rained in showers. Everything now looks green and beautiful. But time is passing. Next mail I shall have more for you, I hope. Excuse brevity. In much love, Mother. Please send these letters to Vessels to Dr. Kellogg after reading them. There may be some things you may want to see. Copy if you choose.